This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Kosovo's president, Vjosan Lani, says Serbia and its president accused them of being behind a shootout between armed men and Kosovar police in the north of the country last weekend, in the worst violence in the area in years.
What happened in the north of Kosovo was an armed attack by paramilitary forces that have been paid, trained, aided and abetted by Serbia, organized and orchestrated by Serbia. It was a terrorist attack and equally so an act of aggression by the side of Serbia against the Republic of Kosovo, against our sovereignty and territorial integrity.
The deadly gun battle has prompted new international concern over stability in Kosovo, which has an ethnic Albanian majority and declared independence from Serbia in 2008 after a guerrilla uprising. Serbia does not recognize the province's independence. It's now estimated that more than 70,000 people left Nagorno-Karabakh and come across the border into Armenia. VOA's regional correspondent and Istanbul bureau chief Heather Murdoch is on the road from Nagorno-Karabakh.
This is more than the Armenian government anticipated and a bit more than they were prepared for. So it's a bit of chaos. And Armenia has a long history of being able to absorb refugees and people evacuating from conflict areas, particularly Nagorno-Karabakh, in the past. But now there's so many people so fast that people coming in don't really know exactly where to go.
Azerbaijan on Thursday said it wanted ethnic Armenians to remain and become part of their country. U.S. Army Private Travis King back in the United States after being released by North Korea.